broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Here's what they want to do. They want to get this over with, address it in some way.
Now, law enforcement forces say the suspect made dozens of threatening and
harassing. Well, I know a little something about West Virginia.
We must be ready all the time for the atomic bomb.
You blow it!
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch and where we take you, unlike any other radio show in the history of the medium, in the history of talk radio, through the looking glass. We lay opinion and news and all of it, all the reality of it on you like no other radio show can. If you think you can listen to this show for 1 or 2 days and figure it out, forget about it, Jack. You have to listen to this thing. And not only listen to this show for a couple, 3 weeks, you also have to go to our website, philhenryshow.com, get a BSP, and get wired in, man. Don't be like one of those people, and they come up to me all the time, you know, I listened to you for 6 months, and I didn't know what, you know, get the BSP, get with it, get with us, and figure out what this world is all about. And I can guarantee you, you will be a much, much happier person. 877-876-PHIL. Staying with us this hour is Father James McCorders from Bellmark Academy in Glendale, California. Also with us is David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk about Tiger Woods. Three under par, by the way. If you'll forgive me, but I want to, you know, give him a little bit of credit here. I mean, this was a tremendous day today. And, you know, if we talk about Tiger Woods being a golfer, and I've heard many people say this, and they're right, I don't really care. I don't really know. It doesn't matter to me. He's a golfer. That's why I watch him. I would agree with that sentiment. And if children are looking up to him, I would suggest that we get with our kids and square them away a little bit as to what are the valuable things in this world and what are just the passing flights of fancy. And I would say that Tiger Woods, as great a golfer as he is a passing flight of fancy when it comes to modeling manhood or humanhood. Anyway, returning from a five-month layoff and trying to rebuild his reputation after a sex scandal, Tiger Woods quickly showed his game was still in good shape at the Masters today. No one was sure what to expect from Woods, a four-time Masters champion competing for the first time since a Thanksgiving night car wreck led to revelations of numerous extramarital affairs. But a 333 on the front nine certainly answered the question on everybody's mind, how would he play? So that's a 33 on the front nine. What did he do? He got three under par. So what the hell did he do for 18 holes? 67. No, 60-year-old Tom Watson. Are you kidding? Tom Watson is still... This Tom Watson is something else. He's going to be a story. Are you trying to tell me that Tom Watson has a 567? Tommy Watson. Last time it was 20 years ago, Watson closed with a 5-foot birdie. Is he leading? We'll get back to that. In any event, look at that. I'm sitting here talking about Tiger Woods, and it turns out that Tom Watson had a pretty fair round, too, Father McCorders.
You know, Tom Watson has always been a favorite of mine, and he loves that tournament, too. He loves the British Open. It's a great, great tournament.
And David G. Hall is with us. David?
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to hear about Tom Watson, but I think there's a point here that we need to make before we move on. Tiger Woods is a golfer is the story, and I'm glad you started with that, Phil, because Tiger Woods is... regardless of whether or not Tiger Woods is a role model, forget about that. Tiger Woods is big news. Big news. And you, Phil, as a talk show host, as a maker and shaper of opinion, as a commentator, I don't think you need to be reminded of that.
Of course you don't have to remind me of that. You don't have to remind me of that. I know he's big news. He's also a human being who his humanity is being discussed.
No, I know that, but I want to make this point because Father McCorders has been going on here about Tiger Woods being no better than a molesting priest. You've been bringing up Deborah LaFave.
What point am I not seeing? The point which you're not seeing is the following point that I want to make. Tiger Woods is a Buddhist. Yeah?
So what?
Allow me. Tiger Woods is a Buddhist. I am a Catholic. I'm a Christian. I come on this program to talk about what I think is the essential linkage between Tiger Woods and the missteps of Catholic priests. But I also say that they are Catholic priests, and they're not Buddhists. And Buddhists, as you know, are not a Western religion, which is what the United States of America is based upon.
We're not going to get into bashing religions here, Father, okay? I've heard enough about Muslims.
I'm not trying to bash anything, but I am saying to you, look at the direction of our country, where a Catholic priest or even a Christian minister are reviled, and a Buddhist who crashes his car and is cheating on his wife, and if the stories of it to be believed of this movie star that this Richard Gere, and they say that, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that the man had a case of terrible.
Had a cage of what?
What did you say? I said Richard Gere. You know who Richard Gere is? Yeah, I know him.
He's the actor.
Well, you know that they're missing a cage of diamonds. You know that. Oh, don't be stupid.
That is all a bunch of asinine rumor.
Well, it might be a rumor, but nonetheless, it sprung up as a rumor around a Buddha. And you've got priests, Father Staley said, don't you know they're missing a cage of diamonds around Richard Gere? This is the kind of ridiculousness that this country has set itself up for. And not only that, but the likelihood of Buddhist priests, if you saw the news footage and documentaries of the 1960s, setting fire to themselves, self-immolation, setting fire to themselves in the middle of the road.
That was part of the protests against the Vietnam War.
Vietnam War. It was in Vietnam.
Yes, these were Buddhist priests that were protesting, actually, the regime of South Vietnam, the police tactics and the repressive nature of the South Vietnamese regime. Absolutely.
But I think it's a dangerous precedent, to take the side of a man who practices a religion that is also practiced by another man who takes his comfort with a gerbil.
This is...
Can we get off this topic?
This is ridiculous Hollywood gossiping and silly-ass stories that I will not have anything to do with. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to some phone calls here with Father James McCorders and David G. Hall. John in Akron, New York, I believe it is. Akron, New York, listening to us on WWKB. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just wanted to say, Father, I don't think you can compare the two no matter what you try to do, because those people are adults, and I was a child. I was an 8-year-old child from the time I was 8 till I was 10 and a half, and I was raped by a Catholic Monsignor as an altar boy. And I was afraid, and I was scared, and I was threatened. When I tried to tell people, they didn't believe me. Oh, you're just lying. I lived with it my whole life. I'm in therapy now for it. And you can't. And all I can say is that what these priests are doing is sitting in the shadow of the cross.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, and I totally agree. And I think the evil that befell you, and it was evil. The evil that befell you.
How can you compare that?
God will drive the evil out. But Deborah LaFame, she's evil.
You compare these two things.
You better believe she's evil.
Nothing in common, Father. Nothing at all.
What are we talking about Deborah LaFave?
Deborah LaFave. Are you telling me Deborah LaFave didn't... Wait a second. I want to be clear on something. Deborah LaFave didn't do what that priest did? Yes.
Deborah LaFave isn't a Catholic priest.
But didn't she have authority over
a
child? Wasn't she a teacher? She's a teacher.
You have to police your own, Father. And that's the thing they don't do. They want to hide it. Instead of
what about the nun?
They want
to
take
them forgot.
Somewhere else and give them a promotion.
You're absolutely right.
Happen, but it did happen.
You're right. But I forgot one thing. I didn't mean Deborah LaFave. I meant the nun. Yeah, that's it. The nun. You remember the nun that...
Well, what difference does it make if it was the nun?
Yeah, would you tell me how that justifies what happened to me?
It doesn't. It doesn't justify it. I'm saying it doesn't justify it. But the nun... See, well, I don't know. I never got a look at her. But
what is that supposed to mean?
Well, they were boys. I'm saying... You guys know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're... You know, I know what you're saying. Because they're boys, they supposedly didn't mind it as much because it was a nun. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. But
obviously, Father needs to pray for guidance because he doesn't seem to know what he's talking about.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, I do know about that Deborah LaFave because I saw a picture of her.
Okay, what do you know about me being abused for 2.5 years?
I would say this. Priest. If you told me that you were abused for 2.5 years by Deborah LaFave, I would say...
What does that have to do with what I just
what
said?
What has that got to do with anything? He's talking about a priest.
You won't answer my question. You keep changing the subject.
I think it's evil. I think the church should pay for your therapy. I think the church should pay for your re-education and to bring you back into life. But I also want to remind you that Tiger Woods is a Buddhist. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
what Tiger Woods does as an adult and what he does
with
another
adult... What's the last time they had a raffle?
Nothing to do with what a Catholic priest does to a child. Nothing
and this whole idea, Father, about how Tiger Woods, you know, is gonna his kids were somehow hurt.
I think kids sense things. I think I'm not saying the kids know, but I think that in their deepest subconscious, they know their old man's a douchebag. And I say that word, you know, I'm using that word because the kids like to use that word. But I think they're going to grow up knowing that their old man. And again, Tiger Woods. I'm not putting down Buddhists, but John, you know about this man, Richard Gere. And you know about a you heard about a gerbil, right?
You know what, Father? Before we go
no,
on
no,
with
no, no.
I think
no,
I think what you need to do is you need to talk to my therapist who is
exactly.
My therapist
you think
is
I'm
a
nuts.
Priest.
And so you're getting
25 years dealing with people who have been abused, and I think you need to look at it from another point of view because you're
right.
all mixed up.
Right, yeah. You got to get a little more information here, Father. You're talking about Tiger Woods being a Buddhist.
Well, Tiger Woods is a Buddhist.
It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, though. And you keep bringing up Richard Gere and these gerbils, man. That's like a bad Hollywood joke. John, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it, brother. And the very best to you. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Is David G. Hall still on the line? We got David G. Hall on the line. I'm told he went to his office. He's going to be back on the phone. Okay, great. We'll be back with more from Father James McCorders, David G. Hall, as we talk about Tiger Woods and the Catholic scandal. Is there a difference? Well, I think so. Father McCorders, though, believes it's all part of the same sin, and it's time for a season of forgiveness. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, you just say crap out of what I'm trying to say.
You're not saying anything.
The hell I love.
Phil Henry.
Look at my God.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line is Father James McCorders. We also have David G. Hall with us. And, David, you've been listening to a little bit of what has been taking place. I know you had a call to take in your office. Your thoughts?
Well, my immediate thoughts, Bill, are that Father McCorders can say what he wants about Tiger Woods and Catholic priests. And I don't even understand these comments that he's made about Buddhists. Well, you know that he's all in the newspaper. Allow me to finish, if you wouldn't mind, Father.
Yeah, look, Father, let him finish.
But I'm just talking about what's in the paper. What's in the paper? There's never been anything in the newspaper about Richard Gere and gerbils. That happens to be something that you, very childishly, I might add, are bringing up.
If you think that I'm making that up...
Phil, am I going to be allowed to finish?
But Father McCorders will have to put you on hold if you don't let... David Finney. In fact, I tell you what, let me take a phone call. Let me take a phone call, 877-876-PHIL, and we'll get back to the discussion here. And there is a lot to be said about the comments on Buddhism. Kim in Houston, Texas, listening to us on KPRC. Kim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Father McCorders and David G. Hall.
Yeah, I'm new to talk radio, but I couldn't help myself. I have a few comments.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a few comments from throughout the show. I hope you hear me out.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hello?
We're right here.
Hello?
We're right here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Kim, we're right here.
This
I think the whole thing's ridiculous about the jabber.
I personally purposely took out the father for obvious reasons. First off, listen, I feel like I'm listening to Saturday Night Live because he's just a joke. He's guilty of sin himself is his problem. He's trying to justify it.
I have not sinned at all. I'm talking about
I asked you to hear me out.
I'm a priest. So you can't call me a sinner.
Sir, please be respectful and hear me out.
You can't call me a sinner, though, and say that you're being respectful.
Hey,
that's not respectful of you. That's not respectful of
you.
All right, Father. Father, you've had the opportunity to talk for like an hour and a half, so let the lady talk.
Women aren't childlike. Hello. Women aren't childlike. They are forgiving, loving creatures, and that's why men love them, first off. Children are impressionable. And,
wow.
And
okay, Father, knock it off, will you?
That's our job as grown-ups to give them a good example. And this Tiger Woods, I mean, he didn't take advantage of an individual, let alone a child. He just simply broke an oath to his wife to be faithful. He's still a great golfer, and his issues and his sins are a personal and family matter. And you are simply ridiculous. So, yes, I am calling you a sinner yourself. You're trying to justify something that is simply ridiculous.
And I notice that you're trying to forgive the actions of women. Well, the Bible tells us, the woman.
What actions am I forgiving?
The woman was as Eve in the garden. Eve in the garden led the man to the act of sin that eventually had the two of them cast from paradise. And I'm saying to Tim, that you are giving the woman the kind of, you're giving her a dispensation that even God himself never gave her.
We're not talking about the Garden of Eden here, Father. We're talking about a man's marriage.
And I notice how both you and Kim don't want to address the fact that Tiger Woods lied to all those little tiny children in America that want to become golfers.
He didn't touch them. He didn't touch them.
Well, he didn't touch them? He didn't lie to them?
He didn't. He did not pull a Catholic priest move. He simply lied and broke an oath. That's what he did. Yes, he's wrong. He broke an oath to his wife, and she has a decision to forgive him or not forgive him. However, he did not destroy a child's life and hurt them, touch them.
But
I mean,
you don't consider that to be fondling by way of advertisement. You don't consider advertising
fondling. You are childlike in what you're saying. You are simply childlike and foolish what you've been saying for the last hour and a half. And it's been ridiculous. This is the first time I've ever called into a talk show, and you are simply ridiculous.
To call me ridiculous, you could call me anything you want, because my allegiance is to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that I would spend the love of God as much as I can. But I would say to you, Kim,
I think that's a sin for you to say that and say the things that you've been saying.
What? What'd you just say?
Well,
I don't even get this chick.
Get rid of the phony
Father,
accent and be real.
You know what? Why don't you be...
Get rid of the phony accent. What phony accent is that?
Are you pretending you're Irish?
That Catholic priest touching children is the same as Tiger Woods cheating on his wife. It's ridiculous.
It's the same kind of fondling that is done through advertising. When you tell a child, go out and buy this wedge, and you can be like Tiger Woods. Well, that's a lie.
Oh, an apple and orange are exactly the same, and they taste the same, and their textures are the same, too.
What?
Well, I don't know. I'm just random, just like you.
No, that's not random. What I said is exactly true. That when you lie to a child and you say to the child, be me, Tiger Woods, I'm a golfer, I'm great, I'm big, I'm powerful, you can be everything that you want to be through me, and you go out, you cheat on a woman, that's lying to those children. Don't you understand that concept? And then you said something about how someone's rear end looks like an orange?
I think you're being contradicting, because he cheated on...
You've got some real problems.
She's got problems. You're the guy that's got problems, Father. Okay.
And the lady hasn't commented at all about Richard Gere and this entire concept.
Richard Gere, what does that have to do with anything?
He was a Buddhist.
So?
He was a Buddhist.
I'm non-denominational.
Tiger Woods.
I'm not stepping into a Catholic church, and my children, I hope, The God doesn't step into a Catholic church.
Oh, so you hate Catholics. You're a bigot, huh? I know.
No,
I knew she was a cracker.
All right, okay. Listen, Kim, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I apologize. You're purposely trying to wind her up.
What was she talking about, my phony accent?
Well, all of that, that kind of jazz.
You know, Phil, the last time I checked, Pope Benedict hadn't sat on any gerbils.
Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Where are you going now? Always after me, Lucky Charms.
Phil Henry.
You know, if you go to www.philhenryshow.com, you'll get a hold of everything you need to get a hold of to be a real listener of the Phil Henry Show. Our listeners, our fan base, our family, people very, very committed to the kind of radio that we do here, which is, well, you'll figure it out. Go to www.philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Look at our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio every night. Access our video archive, our 5-day video archive, and the audio archives that go back literally 13, 14 years, the largest repository for any single radio show on the Internet. PC World called the Phil Henry website one of the funniest on the World Wide Web. Check it out, philhenryshow.com. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Father McQuarters, before we get back to any phone calls here, you spoke of a season of forgiveness, did you not?
I absolutely did, Phil, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's exactly what we need, a season of forgiveness. And we need to begin to forgive now. We have lived long enough with the rancor, the anger, and the vengeance in our hearts. I want to say something, Bill, if I could.
Go ahead, David.
Wait, hold on. Oh, he said I could say something. No, I'm not even finished with what I'm saying.
Okay, you know what? David's been sitting there patiently. Go ahead, David.
I don't know where you are going with that, Father, and I agree we should forgive, but Tiger Woods is a great champion, and you talking about Buddhists and saying that they set fire to themselves and the priest didn't sit on a gerbil, let me explain something to you. The priests have done a lot worse than sitting on a gerbil.
I said the Pope never sat on a gerbil.
Right?
You know, that's just asinine. If you think you're making some kind of a point.
Exactly. The PGA Tour is benefiting from Tiger Woods this weekend. Sports fans around the world will benefit. And I agree 100% with the people that have called in to say that this is a family matter.
So in other words, the gerbil...
What is it with you and gerbils?
Yeah, what is it? Me and gerbils? This is something that has to do with... I'm talking about forgiveness, all right? Then why don't you forgive Richard Gere for sitting on a gerbil?
I do. That's what I'm trying to say. I let it slide.
I'm like that young black man, and someone walked up to me and stepped on my Pumas. And in the words of Chris Rock, let it slide. And I do. But I'll never forget the day as I tried to defend the Catholic faith and the Pope in Rome that the two of you gave a fast pass. And that means right through the toll booth, don't even slow up to toss a dime. You gave a fast pass to Gear and the Gerbil. And I'll never forget...
The fast pass. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Janice in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Go ahead, Janice. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'd like to talk to Father McWhorter, please.
My
query is... I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm right here. What can I do for you, Donovan?
Yes, my query is this. You've taken an adult situation, you've superimposed it into a child situation, which makes me think you have a predisposition for children, which kind of matches. And, you know, there
oh,
was
so you're going
person,
to make this personal, then. You're going to make this personal. We
I'm
can't have
make
a nice
this very
conversation.
Personal. There was a person well, who was paid.
Have you molested it? Why did I just say that you molested a child? Why did I say that? It's ridiculous.
Well, you say it, and it would be no less more ridiculous than what you've spewed for the last hour and a half on this show.
Well, what you just said there about me, you might as well say, and you let Tiger Woods get away with the whole gerbil, don't you?
No, Tiger Woods didn't have a gerbil, no more than Richard Gere did.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. You saw the coverage today. Obviously, you're media savvy. You saw the coverage of someone who flew a plane as he teed off today that said, did you mean Buddhism versus Buddhism? I have to ask you, would you clap and cheer when the Pope spoke next if someone flew a plane and said, did you mean pedophile over redemption? What's your thoughts?
No, I wouldn't. It's not funny. Because it's not funny. Buddhism's funny, you see. It's a play on words.
You're not funny. You had a guy
call
earlier.
Well, I may not be funny, but you said to me, you asked me if I would clap and cheer if I saw Buddhism. I would, yes, I would, because it's funny. But I would not.
The point that the lady's making, that Janice is making, do you think it's witty to attack, equally attack Catholicism as it is to attack Buddhism?
What are you talking about? You know, here's something I want to make a point on. CNN is showing something from Haiti, and there's a girl sitting there in a T-shirt, and it's huge. Why do they do that?
Do they care about starving? He's filibustering.
No, no, I'm not filibustering. I'm asking the question.
What has Haiti got to do with anything? The question that we asked you is the attack on a, would the attack on a Catholic, on the Catholic faith.
Why don't you spit it out there, Porky? Because you're all at ebbity. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, then go ahead and answer the question.
I would say that they are both equally. They're sort of equally bad. It's worse to attack Catholicism. It's much worse.
My goodness, this guy
wait a minute,
would know
wait, I'm
a mud cut off, his foot was stuck in it.
I'm going to give you the, allow me to finish. It's worse to attack Catholicism given the fact that priests, who are the representatives of Jesus Christ on earth, and wield that kind of power, it's worse.
What's wrong?
I'm very emotional.
He's emotional.
You're emotional?
He can't back up his facts. The truth is, he's not a representative of Jesus Christ.
I'm going to tell you, if you piss off a priest, do you know what that's going to do?
Nothing.
What is it going to do?
Buddhism doesn't have representatives worldwide that have connection to the deity. Catholicism does.
Oh, it's a Holocaust.
Oh, Phil, bully
what,
on me.
Okay,
bully
I want to, what are you, all right.
What does that mean, bully on me?
Oh, a minute ago you were bawling like a baby, now everything's okay?
It just, Phil, honestly,
you know,
I think the guy
yeah.
is full of it, and I think when you get caught up in these trapisms.
You are wrong. You're wrong.
He's trying to trap people into a psychological mind hold. People need to free their minds and go beyond. This guy, he's a trap. He's crap.
I think you're right. You need to free your mind. Your ass will follow. But you also need to...
What kind of language is that for a priest? You know...
Now listen, we're laughing. You know,
Phil's
you
a genius
a favor,
and you are not.
Janice, I'd like to ask you a question. Would you do me a favor?
Please.
Would you send me Father McWhorter's care of Belmar Academy a photograph? I'll bet you are the most lovely gal. And
oh, stop with your bull crap, okay?
Yeah, I'm with
she calls
Joel
up, she catches
one.
You. She catches you in a lie, and she catches you in a... Janice,
would
thank you very
like
much for your call.
Would you like my nephew's underwear? Is that what you're asking me to send you?
Oh, boy. Thanks for your call. All right, that's Janice and Father McWhorter's. I don't have a whole lot of time.
You know, you cut me off right when I was making my move.
I don't give a damn about your move. David?
I think what you've done here for the last hour and a half, Phil, is you've destroyed radio as we know it, and we had an opportunity. I had this guy's talking about gerbils. He maligned Buddhism.
Like you care?
I don't care about Buddhism, but I care about it insofar as the fact that Tiger Woods practices it, and that there's a lot of advertising money that can be had. And if you're saying that I'm a money grubber, yes, you're right. Of course I am. I'm not as elevated as Father McWhorter's. I'm not spiritual like he is. But I will say this. I think he was asinine talking about Richard Gere with a sitting on a gerbil. And I think that I represented on behalf of the people that defend Tiger Woods in a much more dignified way.
Well, I would agree with that.
Boy, now I've heard it all.
Yeah, you hear that?
Now I've heard it all. You agree?
Yes, I agree. I think that David was far more respectful than you.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Boy, you know something? You really hurt. You hurt right when I needed help, right when I was looking for a sip of water. You gave me vinegar. and I'll never forget.
You know what? You have made an ass of yourself on this show talking about gerbils, Buddhism, and reaching in and giving their brains a squeeze. Thanks very much.
Well, no thanks to you.
Father James McQuarters, 877-876-PHIL, the number here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our website, philhenryshow.com. We're going to be back. There's a hell of a lot more going on than just Tiger Ding Dang Woods. There, of course, there's a lot more going on than just Tiger Woods playing golf. Why, he has an ad in a documentary. No, we'll get into that. That's for sure. Also, other news on that Qatar diplomat who, you know, was making a joke about lighting his shoes on fire. Apparently he was going to see an inmate from Al-Qaeda. Like, that means anything. Let's face it. You guys, you did a good job. He opened his big fat yap, but that's the end of the story. We'll be back with more. Tiki Barber dumps his wife for a hot blonde. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And I'm Father James McQuarters.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. And we're also online at philhenryshow.com, the World Wide Web, the whole damn thing. Twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. That's my own personal Twitter account. Whoopee-doo there. And then we have, what is this thing, man? 12 here is California man charged. We're looking for a news story. California man cries at hearing and Pelosi threat. That's, I got it. Great. And also our show Twitter, Phil Henry Show, at that's twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. I don't know why I'm worried about this California man. What is this story?
I don't know. Somebody sent it to you.
Get this thing out of here, will you? Tiki Barber dumps his pregnant wife for a hot blonde. Ex-Giant superstar Tiki Barber has dumped his 8-month pregnant wife, Ginny, for former NBC intern Tracy Lynn Johnson, sources told The Post last night. Now, Tiki Barber, a lot of you never heard of him, and that's not unusual. He was a football player for the New York Giants, as they say, a superstar. I think he was a running back. He's got a brother, Rondae Barber, who I think was a defensive back, and he played in the NFL, if not still playing. Tiki then went on to become a broadcaster. And I think I've seen him doing some sideline reporting from time to time. And as many broadcasters will, he started hitting on the intern, and now she thinks it's just fantastic, and she's hanging out with Teak. So he's a Today Show correspondent. He left his wife of 11 years, Ginny, for the 23-year-old blonde, who also worked at 30 Rock. Ginny, who is expecting twins, found out about the relationship late last year after the running back moved out of their Upper East Side home. All right, so they became legally separated, is that it? Johnson, a model-thin bombshell, was photographed sitting next to Tiki last month at a Washington, D.C. screening of a documentary on Senegal that he hosted for the Travel Channel. Sources believe Johnson also accompanied Tiki to Senegal for the filming late last year when Ginny was 3 months pregnant. The affair is particularly stunning. What is unusual about this story? Is anybody hearing anything in this story that is shocking, unusual? That has anybody stopped yawning? I'm reading this thing, and I'm waiting for something different, special. There's nothing. There's nothing here. It's just another guy, and another. It's just another family destroyed. Is that what we're interested in here?
Yeah, but he's a superstar.
If Tiki Barber's a superstar, I'm a superstar. Tiki Barber ran the football for the New York Giants. Did they ever win a Super Bowl when he, I don't think so, when he was running the ball for them? He was okay. He wasn't anything special. And the Giants were okay. They ain't nothing special. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, Eli Manning. But he wasn't playing for him, right?
No. But, well, then, no, he wasn't, I don't think.
Geez, you know, the Giants are so mediocre, I forgot that they actually won a Super Bowl over the last few. They did, that's right. Of course, I'm going to knock the Giants. The Jets, that's the football team you got to just want to, you want to drop to one knee and weep like you just tossed a pick going the other way for a touchdown, 99 yards. The affair is particularly stunning in light of Barber's longstanding disdain for his philandering father. I don't give a bleep that the relationship didn't work. He said of his parents split in 2004, not only did he abandon her, I felt like he abandoned us for a lot of our lives. I have a hard time forgiving that.
oh, you'll either forgive it, Tiki, or you'll just move past it. But it happens. Barber's confidants were shocked. He was always the nice guy with a million-dollar smile. There's nothing unusual about this story. He's got a lot of bread. He's got a lot of FaceTime on TV. He's on NBC. He's got an intern that's 23. He's got a wife that's pooched out with twins. He's a dirtbag, whatever you want to say. He doesn't like his father. Where the hell do you think he got his modeling to be a man? See, the problem is always, it's always, always, the problem is always, where did these guys learn to be men? And who taught them? Now, believe it or not, it is possible to have a single mother who's a female, you know, have a single parent who's a mother, a female, and still grow up to be a man. And that is if the mother is able to find for those boys some sort of role modeling. It could be sports. It could be an uncle. It could be a lot of things, you know. Maybe it's a stepdad. But Tiki was, you know, he's an accident waiting to happen, given the old man. Nonetheless, this is a story that we have been reading about in one way or another, in one case or another, in one story or another, for so long. I want to, you know, I don't know. It's not even news anymore. We were shocked to find out that he could walk out on his wife of 11 years while she's pregnant with blah, blah, blah. But, you know, hey, you know what? Join the club, Charlie. But you know how many guys have done that? Why don't you be thankful he didn't kill her? I am sorry to have to say that, but lately that seems to be the epidemic. You know, she's pregnant. Well, I got a couple of ideas. You know, pregnant, you know what that means, man? Yeah. What was the statistic we heard, you know, the Lacey Peterson story?
Yeah, it's talking about... What are you doing, man?
Yeah, what did you do?
I almost spit up. I was belching up. They're talking about a...
Get away from me, man.
No, but you're talking about a guy's kill a pregnant lady.
Well, husbands were killing... I think they said that the number one cause of death for pregnant women... This is messed up. The number one cause of death for pregnant women, murder. I think that... Now, I could be wrong, so just don't freak out on me, but I heard a number similar to that during the Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson, falderall, that poor girl who was finally found washed up on the shore there in the bay, San Francisco Bay. This guy took her out there, dumped her in the water. How come? Because he didn't want to be married to... He didn't want to get tied down. He knew this was his last shot. Yeah, you bet it was your last shot, Charlie. Now you're on that last mile, baby, playing the harmonica like you're Morgan Stinkin' Freeman.
Yeah, man.
Scott Peterson's on the last mile playing the harmonica. On my way down the last mile. Anyway, so... Peterson says, I know what I'll do. I'll kill her. That means I can, you know, and he's a psychopath, so he's able to keep that straight face for the girlfriend. She feels all cheated. I'll bet you that woman grew up that, whatever the hell her name was, that blonde, I forget her. What was her name there, Robert?
I don't know, man, but I know that that Gloria Allred knew about her.
Gloria Allred represented her.
Yeah.
I think she got an education that's worth six lifetimes from that. Boy, she's lucky it wasn't her. And that other dirtbag up there in Boston, that preppy bastard that shot his wife, and on and on and on and on and on it goes. So I guess that Ginny Barber, Ginny, darling, look at it this way. You got rid of this guy. I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he'll come crawling back. I got money that says he comes crawling back. What do you think?
Why you say that?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Who raised him?
His mother.
His mother raised him. So he's got this heavy imprinting. He's got great sympathy for women, particularly abandoned women, because of the way he felt about his father, right? So I think he's going to come crawling back to Ginny. If you're out there listening, anybody knows Ginny Barber, tell her that Phil Hendry said, and we're on in New York, so you tell her, Phil Hendry said that Tiki Barber's going to come crawling back to her, and I mean crawling back.
You mean literally?
Literally.
On his belly.
On his belly. He'll come crawling through the front door. He'll first have to crawl up the steps.
How's he going to ring the doorbell?
Well, he'll have to crawl up to the door and reach up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, push the door open, or if she opens it, he'll just crawl in past her. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to crawl and...
How does he go to the bathroom?
I don't know how he's going to go to the bathroom. He'll have to crawl into the bathtub and just do it there.
Oh, man.
I don't know. But Tiki Barber is going to crawl. He's going to crawl back. Dead serious. He's going to crawl back to her. He's going to look at this 23-year-old. He's going to be having the greatest time of it. And suddenly it's going to, it'll dawn on him, my wife. My wife. Ginny. My woman of 11 years, my friend, she was with me through all of the ups and all of the downs and the things that we did together. And she's the mother of my children, and she's somewhere in this world. She's out there, and I'm not even with her anymore. And
he's going to be, what, saying all this laying in the bathtub?
Yeah, he's laying in the bathtub, and he's saying all this. All right, we'll be back with more of that baloney. And also Tiger Woods' new ad ripped audio from a documentary. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You mean Tiger? We'll be back.
Phil Henry.